from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday show live today. 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. We'll be here again tomorrow as Jalen Hurts goes for history, a completely clean, interceptionless training camp for
the
Eagles.
Live. I respect that.
Quarterback, yes, as Elliot has reminded us throughout the training camp. But we'll be here again tomorrow. Excited for that. And then Saturday, the final game of the preseason. And Hugh, this is around the time Howie Roseman usually starts doing some work each preseason. He's made a lot of moves in the month of August, and specifically it always feels like around the third, fourth week, right, roster cuts, or you see a player that might get cut and you trade for him before he does, so you don't have to fight with anybody else for him. All right, so Kyle, what are some names here? Throw some names at us that you think maybe could be on the radar for Howie over the next couple days and weeks before the opener. I'd almost be shocked if he doesn't make a move, if the roster is just what it is.
Yeah, and we keep hearing that they're going to make a move, particularly at wide receiver three, so I'll give you a few guys, some that are on rosters but seem to be falling out of favor or could be moved, and then I'll give you a few free agents that are out there that are also interesting. So we had a caller earlier, I think it was Ty, suggested Adam Thielen from the Carolina Panthers, so I'll get you guys on record. Would you be okay with the Eagles trading something for Adam Thielen?
It all depends on what it is.
Yeah, I'd be okay with it. I was shocked to look when that name came up. Do you know he had 103 receptions last season?
I mean, what other options are there on Carolina?
I know. And to be fair, it was for less than 10 yards a catch. So, you know, he's not going anywhere when he catches it anymore. But, I mean, 103 receptions, Hugh. He's still obviously a reliable pass catcher. If he's open, he'll catch the football. I would take him. I'm not trading a lot for him, but I would take him.
Okay. I'll give you the other Carolina Panthers wide receiver that could be moved before the season starts. Terrace Marshall Jr. was a second-round pick just a few years ago.
I'm less interested in him because I feel like they're going to want something for him. They're not just going to give him away. Thielen, at this point, he's probably, you know, just whatever. You take him if you want him because they're a rebuilding team. What do you think, Hugh Terrace Marshall? I always am intrigued by first or second round picks that don't work out. Like maybe there's still
24
something,
years old.
Still something there.
I kick the tires. I mean, because I'm looking at like what we have and how he fits.
Yeah.
A little bit younger. And, you know, it's not like you're asking him to do a whole lot. He's going to be the slot guy.
Well, and the only question, and that's why we're throwing these names out there, is what happens if one of Brown or Smith go down for a few weeks?
Yeah.
Because they're thin.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I would kick the tires on him, definitely.
All right, who else we got, Kyle?
All right, so I'll give you one more rostered player before I toss a couple free agents at you. This one comes from Joe's Commodores, Jahan Dotson.
Former first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not my Commodores. I just think they're going to All right, I guess they're my Commodores now. I just think they're going to be a decent team for this
year. You've been on that bandwagon.
That makes them your Commodores.
Sometimes you see things before anybody else does.
Well, you know who they're going to be linked to if we
he's another young Thundercat.
Yeah, if we keep talking about the Commodores, it's always going to come back to you, Joe.
It's my fault if they're good?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take the blame. Sure, interested in Jahan. I don't know what's happened down there. Why he's fallen off? I mean, he was a first round pick. And now, what, three years ago? It's got to be towards the end of his rookie deal. They might not even keep him, Hugh. So I don't – it is uncommon for a team to just – and especially in the division. I mean, my take would be he'd have to really stink for them to just give him to the Eagles, right? Yeah. They're trying to beat the Eagles.
You don't want to try to – you never want to trade somebody in the division unless you think that he's not that good.
Yeah, I have an antenna up on this. Like, why would they just give him to the Eagles? Maybe he stinks? Hmm. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that one would – my antenna would probably be up on that
one
a little bit, too.
Yeah, take him, division rival. You guys could have him.
All right, well, there's a couple more guys with red flags, and that red flag being that they're not on a roster right now. Hunter Renfro, former Raider, he seems like the perfect kind of slot guy that would
fill in for you. Why isn't he on a roster?
I don't know.
I've been wondering this since the fall. He's 28 years old.
Still fairly young.
He is, yeah, now, you know, his numbers have gone down the last couple of years. He had 103 catches 3 years ago, 36, 25. I mean, there's not, unless I'm missing a major injury he had at the end of last season, that's why he's released. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know why he's not in a camp. Like, isn't he the kind of guy that comes to camp and then if he's not good enough, he gets cut? But I'm surprised
nobody brought him to camp. Yeah, that's kind of strange.
But I would bring him in as a tryout.
Especially when you talk about how important it is to have receivers that have some wear and tear. Not wear and tear, but, you know, they're veteran guys.
Well, and the Eagles have brought in two of these kind of guys, right? Like John Ross and Paris Campbell, two guys that at one point had some promise, and it's not gone the right way, but I think it's bizarre. I would bring him in, Kyle, to see what he's got.
All right, so before I give you the one guy that had hinted on his social media about a potential return to the Eagles, I'll give you one more free agent wide receiver here, and I think this one's a little more clear why he's not on the roster. He could just be totally washed. What do you think about former Saints receiver Michael Thomas?
Yeah, I think it's over.
Slant
boy in the slot?
Yeah, he's slant boy. Yeah, his them days is gone.
Do you know when the last time he was good?
He's cooked.
It was 2019. Think about like how long
because he's
ago
been hurt
was.
A lot too. Yeah,
he's been hurt. So he started getting hurt the next year. He missed all of 2021, and then he's had 55 combined catches since. I mean, he had a run, Hugh, of 3 years, 104 catches, 125, 149, and led the league in receiving yards.
Yeah, they burnt him out quick.
Yeah, I think it's over.
The crazy thing is for him is he's only 31, which shouldn't like end your career as a wide receiver.
It shouldn't, but they burnt him out quick, man.
Yeah. All right, I think I'd be out on Michael Thomas, too. So I'll just throw this one out. He's not a wide receiver, but possibly a position in need, depending on what you're thinking here. Jalen Mills posted on his Instagram, he's just been recently released from the Patriots, and he put up on his Instagram the picture of his uniform from the Super Bowl, his number 31 when he was an Eagle. We know he kept the hair dyed green even when he was on other teams, so would you be interested in maybe taking a flyer on Jalen Mills?
I would bring Jalen Mills back in a heartbeat. I always was a fan. I like the confidence he played with. He always played like He carried himself probably like a little bit better than the player actually was, but I like that. I mean, he had like the finger wag after Julio Jones didn't catch the ball in the Atlanta game. I thought he was a great draft pick where they got him. They turned a sixth round pick into a starter on a Super Bowl team. I mean, he was a good Eagle, and I think they're a little thin at safety.
I was just thinking that. I was trying to wonder. I mean, because we got Bradbury back there, right?
Bradbury. Sidney Brown, from what it seems like, is still not ready. I don't know how long it's going to take him to get back. Then you have Blankenship and
Reed.
Yeah, I mean, they're thin. And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Jean Cooper?
Well, unless he's playing the slot. But yeah. I guess he could play safety. But it does feel a little thin at safety.
Yeah, it does. I see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind bringing him back.
Who do you think is a better safety right now, Jalen Mills or James Bradbury? I think it's Mills.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, then bring him in. I mean, they might need Bradbury to play early.
Yeah, and then you got to think there's probably going to be some guys that they're after Saturday – they're going to be looking around the league to see who's let go and trying to fill their roster or whatever. So, yeah. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Jalen's the better safety.
Kyle, you bringing the Green Goblin back?
Why not? I mean, I like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but kind of injury prone. Don't really know what we have in Reed Blankenship. Sidney Brown coming off the injury, that feels like a position of need, and he brings that kind of like swagger that I think would mesh well in the locker room. So I wouldn't mind doing it for like cheap and bring him back. Sounds like he wants to come back.
For the low, low.
Yeah, I do think the Chauncey Gardner injury thing is it's real, right? He may only play two or three regular season games last year, and then he got banged up in camp. I mean, we're one snap away from week one in Brazil, and it's like, who are the safeties? Reed Blankenship and James Bradbury? That's not great. Yeah, I would bring Jalen Mills back in. I was always a fan of his when he got here and played for the Eagles. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Of course, our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Today, we were debating whether or not the Eagles are a lock to win the NFC East. Kai, what was the latest number there? Still over 60%?
Yeah, 64%. No, not a lock.
We're actually moving. We're moving away from you guys and your crazy summer locks. Andy in Westchester is up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andy?
What's up, Andy?
Not too much. I've been waiting all day for a good Hugh analogy, and I like that the Dallas Cowboys are the Walkman of the NFL.
It was good. That might be a phrase we could coin, a Hugh analogy, because they're different than the unalogies, because those usually need to make more sense. Hugh analogies, they can go on their own.
Is that an AM/FM one, Hugh, or just cassette?
It's the straight cassette. Well, you remember how? But listen, Andy, do you remember how excited we were when we got Walkmans? Oh, because it made us taking music everywhere we wanted to go so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle right back there thinks we're all really
old.
Yeah,
no, like, I had a Discman.
Oh, the next, you know, iteration of the Walkman.
You're not far behind us.
No, I was born in 95.
So anyway, you're making this question.
When you started.
Yes, you were born.
I do feel good about the defense, but it's all on paper. It's all theory right now. I mean, it's like all we have to go by is I like these guys. They look good, and Elliot says they look great in practice, but until I see something on the field, I can't call it a lock.
Yeah, you know, Andy, the way you framed it, they might be the most on-paper team heading into the season in the NFL, but just based off of the hype and the Vegas stuff in terms of, you know, odds to win the division, their win total, compared to actually what was on the field last year. They feel like the most on-paper team. Like, the Chiefs are hyped, but we know what they are, right?
Yeah.
The Lions are hyped, but they were in the title game last year. The Eagles are probably the most on-paper team. And, I mean, I could see it. Like, I could see it all working. But I just want to – in 2 weeks, if they go and beat the Packers by 10 points in Brazil, Andy, then I'll be like, all right, now I see it. Like, it's all coming together.
They'd be bona fide.
I need to see it.
Yeah, I'd accept just a win.
Yes.
That game scares me going in with nothing to go on, you know.
So, oh, it scares me too. Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, so it's just too much. If you listen to Fangio, I mean, he's even saying, "Let's ask me in the middle of the season," which I get. He's a coach; he can't just come out and say, "Yeah, we're gonna kill everyone." But I don't know. It's a little much for me to jump in head first and say it's a lock. I guess I'm just hedging my bets, and that's what I do.
Yeah, and I don't think it's crazy, and Andy, appreciate it. I don't even think it's hedging as much as it is being real. I mean, the last time we saw them play, they didn't play well. You know, there was an article today, Hugh, at ESPN. They ranked the five teams most likely to improve and the five teams most likely to get worse. And they actually put the Eagles on the get worse, which was interesting because we think the roster got better.
Yeah.
But
that's interesting.
Well, but I think the thought was they were 11-5, but really they weren't really 11-5.
They were like Fugazi 11-5.
Yeah, right. They were more like, you know, 9-8 kind of team that happened to win 11 games.
Yeah.
So maybe their win total is more like 10 this year instead of 11. We'll find out. But I think they are, on paper, we all see it. They've added a lot, and they have a lot of young talent on defense. Will it come together quickly, or is it going to take them, you know, a half a season to be as good as they're going to be by the end? I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.